1910, and welcome to Gospel Spotlight. Welcome, James Fortune. James, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful. It's always a pleasure to be with you, and you know, God's been so awesome. I'm so blessed. So I'm just really, really happy to be able to talk to you tonight.
You know, James, you are one of the hottest artists in the country. It didn't happen overnight, did it?
No, it wasn't overnight. Definitely, you know, probably to a lot of people, it may have seemed that way. You know, just for the fact that it seems like all of a sudden, you know, God began to give me so much national success. But of course, you know, this started back in 2004 for me with the first album, You Survived, is where it all began for me. And it's just amazing to see, you know, it's still in what seemed like a short period of time, how much God has been able to do and how he's been able to bless me.
How do you come up with timely songs? Because every time, you know, you come up with one of these real heavy songs, beautiful song, a song that can minister you with a great message, and one might say, wow, that's it, and would think you could never outdo yourself, but it seems like you just continue to take us to another plateau. How do you continue to do that, James?
You know, it's amazing. I always, you know, pray, and, you know, it's always share people. It's like God always, you know, just seems to give me the right message for the right time. A lot of it comes, you know, just the way the ministry started with the first single, You Survived, which had success. And it was like people, because of the way my music focused on, you know, it came from real life situations that I went through. It seems like people were always compelled to kind of share what they were going through. And, you know, a lot of times people ask me to pray for them, or they, you know, they send me messages on Facebook or Twitter. And a lot of times when I'm writing songs, you know, when God's giving me songs, I'm reminded of a lot of those prayer requests or testimonies. And sometimes I'm able to, you know, implement those in the songs just to know that someone else is maybe going through the same thing, and they can be encouraged as well. So it's really definitely God. It's nothing that I can definitely take credit for. God has just really been good to me. And I thank God that he's given me a ministry that is really being a blessing to people.
You've had great songs, as we've talked about. And tell us about the song Encore.
Yeah, Encore, which was a song, you know, just basically, you know, I think a lot of times we can forget, you know, the past victories and the past success and the past struggles that God has brought us over. You know, the Bible speaks about it. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So, you know, if we understand that, we understand that if God has ever brought you out, if he's ever healed you, if he's ever made a way, that he is the God that specializes in repeat performances. So he can do it again. And Encore is basically, that's what it is. It's asking God for an encore, asking him to come back to the stage of your life and do and perform like he already has in the past.
The song Still Able, you are riding this song to the top of the chart now. Tell us about it.
Yeah, Still Able, I just became the number one gospel song in the country. And, you know, with all that's going on with the economy and just, you know, the unemployment rate, you know, I think as believers, we have to make sure that our focus is not so much on the problem as it is the problem solver. And despite what we're going through, despite the state of the nation and the world, we have to remember that our God is still able, that he's able to handle any situation, that he's still in control, and that he still won't put more on you than you can bear. So I like to draw our attention away from what we're going through and just bring it back to God, because we understand that, you know, God can do anything but fail. And the Bible says that now unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ever ask, think, or imagine. So it's truly, truly a blessing.
Who is Zakati Cortez, and what does he mean to a James Fortune?
Zakati Cortez is, you know, someone I've known for a long time. He's been, he's also from Houston, Texas, and he's been singing ever since he was about 5 years old. I can remember him even as a young, a lot younger, singing with his family. They're the five brothers and sisters. They were called the Cortez family. So I've been knowing him for a long time. And the first song that we worked on together was a song that I arranged that was written by Andre Crouch entitled The Blood, Will Never Lose His Power. And he's been with me ever since then. And of course, he's one of the lead singers on I Believe. And now I was able to write his first single, One More Time. So, he's just someone who's been a tremendous blessing, to my ministry. And I just thank God for placing him in my life.
How about the song by Ernest Pugh?
Yeah, the song that I wrote about 4 years ago is actually was on my previous CD, Encore, led by Pastor William Murphy, a song entitled I Need Your Glory, which was a song that I actually wrote at my church. My church that I was the minister of music at, as part of praise and worship, was a song that God gave me. And basically, it was a song. It became very, very powerful. And from the first time that we ever sung it at church, God really moved and showed up in a miraculous way. So it's amazing to see how God took that song that he gave to me during praise and worship. And now it's one that people, you know, millions of people are singing all over the country. So, you know, it's God, like I said, he continues to just do so many awesome things in my life.